All day, we have been following often violent and always frightening manhunt here in Boston. It's 2 p.m. East Coast time, and police here in Boston are still looking for the second suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings, the one with the backwards white cap seen in pictures released yesterday, and in a new photo from a 7-Eleven security camera, a picture that was taken during an armed robbery late last night in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That suspect's name is Zohar Zanayev. He's 19. He's a graduate of Cambridge Ringe and Latin High School. As some of you may have heard, some of us here in the Cambridge area have discovered we knew this young man as a student. We'll have more on that. His older brother is 26-year-old Tamerlan. He was killed by police after the two men apparently hijacked a car and had two different gun battles with police, one in Cambridge and one in neighboring Watertown, Massachusetts, after a frightening chase early in the morning. The two men have Chechen roots. Their family was said to have come to the Cambridge area in the early 2000s. Their uncle, Ruslan Sharni, spoke to reporters in Maryland today and spoke of the nephew still on the loose.
He put a shame on the our family, Tsarnaev's family. He put a shame on the entire Chechen ethnicity. Because everyone now names, they play with word Chechen. So they put that shame on the entire ethnicity. So that's what I would say. Turn yourself in.
WBUR's Deborah Becker is in the studio with us. Deb, this has been a terrible overnight and morning. You've been following this all. We've heard different things over the day. People told to stay in their homes. No cabs, no buses at a certain point, no trains. What's happening now?
Well, state police are still going door to door, and people are still being told to stay inside. However, as you mentioned, it has been developing throughout the day, Robin. So what's happened was initially police had only closed off part of one community, which was Watertown, Massachusetts. Then, as the morning went on, it began to grow, and they asked people in several communities to stay put, but some people had already left for work. So what we found out from the latest briefing from emergency officials here in Massachusetts was that because some people had already left for work, they said those people, some of whom are now at work in high-rise buildings in Boston, are allowed to come back, but our public transportation system remains shut down. And shortly before 2, the MBTA, public transit here in the Boston area, said there are no plans to resume service anytime soon. So there are taxis running in Boston, which had been banned earlier today, but the taxi service has been allowed to resume here. But it is a bit confusing for people. At this point, though, the order for folks to try to stay indoors is still in place in several communities in greater Boston.
Well, because we're hearing reports, one from Dutch Ruppersberger, he's the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He'd been told that there were pipe bombs, grenades, improvised explosive devices on these two suspects as they fled. There were reports that after they hijacked a Mercedes-Benz in Cambridge, they were throwing explosive devices out the car at police. What do we know now about reports allegedly of the home that these two boys lived in with their family in Cambridge?
Well, we do know that authorities searched it. They were seen taking some items from that home, and we also know that police said that they were having what was known as a controlled explosion on the street where that home is located at some point this afternoon. We don't know what that controlled explosion exactly consists of or what it means, but that was what they told the public when they had their last press briefing a short time ago.
Yeah, well, and now we're getting word that in Connecticut State Police have received information from the Boston investigation that a suspect vehicle could possibly, and we stress possibly, and by the way, we stress we are following a story unlike any others anyone has ever seen here, and so forgive us, but we're giving as much information to our listeners here in the area as we can, but also our listeners in Connecticut are now being told that there might be a suspect vehicle. We had reports earlier that there might have been two cars involved, that the two brothers split up at one point. Even though they hijacked a car, they also stayed in a CRV.
That's right. There was a CRV that was later found. But they both apparently did get into this carjacked Mercedes SUV, where the owner of that SUV was kept by both of the brothers for about 30 minutes, and then it crashed in Watertown. One of the brothers was killed, and then the other one fled, and here we are.
Well, and we have to say that while these two are being accused of the terrible loss of life on Monday at the marathon, they're also being accused of loss of life overnight, an MIT policeman who they're accused of ambushing, and also a policeman who was injured.
Right. One policeman who was injured, MIT police officer was killed overnight. An MBTA, a transit police officer, was killed in the shootout with the SUV. He had undergone surgery overnight. He is said to be out of surgery and recovering at this point.
So this is a very dangerous situation, and it's stunning to people in this area, as it would be, but also because we're finding out about the two brothers. The one, the older one, 26 years old, let me make sure I have the name here, Tamerlan Sanayev, was said to, anecdotally we're hearing, he had YouTube videos in which there were rants about terrorists. We're hearing these things about him. The younger, the 19-year-old, the one who's on the loose, Zohar Sanayev, the one many of us knew when he was a student at school here, his teachers are calling him a sweetheart. And you're also hearing from his college friends.
That's right. UMass Dartmouth, which is about 45 minutes south, located about 45 minutes south of Boston, he is confirmed as being a registered student there, and they evacuated the school this morning as part of their search for Zohar Sanayev. And many of the students there said that they are completely shocked. They can't believe.
Well, in fact, they saw the pictures yesterday.
They saw the pictures yesterday, the 5 o'clock briefing, when the FBI released photos of the suspects for the first time. They released Johar's photo, and they said they didn't recognize him. And then, of course, today they're finding out that this is indeed their classmate who is on the loose and creating this manhunt here in Greater Boston. And many of them expressing surprise, and they said they never, ever would have guessed that he would have been capable of doing something like this.
We're going to hear from a teacher. His fellow high school students have been calling in. Deb Becker. So the latest, not exactly a lockdown, but a be careful.
Be careful. Stay put if you can. But we realize that the warnings came out sort of scattered. So we know that some people are going to have to move. That's essentially what authorities are saying.
Yeah.
But stay put if you can, because there is a search underway for a man considered armed and dangerous.
And very dangerous. Deb Becker, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We are following an inconceivable story here in Boston. By the way, we know that there have been terrible tremors elsewhere in the country. We're well aware of our listeners in West Texas, for instance, recovering from that terrible fertilizer factory explosion. We are well aware, but we feel the need to stay on this story that is breaking in our backyard and, in fact, has held much of this city hostage, at least emotionally and actually physically, for quite a while, since late last night. If you're just joining us, I'm going to recap. Last night, after about 10 p.m., the two Boston Marathon bombing suspects, whose pictures were released yesterday and who we now know are two brothers, Tamerlan and Zohar Sanayev, are accused of an armed robbery of a 7-Eleven, which would have been right near their house, also right near the MIT campus. They're accused of then ambushing and killing an MIT police officer, hijacking a car, leading police on a wild car chase to neighboring Watertown, two shootouts with police, one in Cambridge, one in Watertown. One of the suspects, the 26-year-old Tamerlan Sanayev, has been killed. The other, 19-year-old Zohar, is on the loose. Police are still going house to house in the Watertown neighborhood. They're also looking for a car in Connecticut. We'll get information for our Connecticut listeners on that car. But joining us now is Kevin Sullivan, of course, a member of the Here and Now team, who's been in Watertown since very early this morning. Kevin, we know you're at the Watertown Mall. This is on Arsenal Street. This is inconceivable that it's crawling with troops and police, but we hear that's what's happening.
I got here early this morning. We have seen helicopters circling. At some point, it felt like they were going to land right on top of us. I think they may have touched down and taken back off. We've seen scores of police. They were brought in by MBTA buses. You have every police presence conceivable here, military police, local police, state police, special ops. We have bomb sniffing dogs. You know, more and more media is arriving, and they keep sweeping the area with bomb sniffing dogs. Before each press conference that they give, there's a huge group of state police who line up and sort of protect the area for whoever the speaker is going to be. For example, when we had Governor Patrick or Boston Mayor Tom Menino.
Okay, Kevin. By the way, I also know people have somewhat became trapped in wherever they ended up this morning. You in Watertown, watching all of this unfold there. Kevin, stay right there. I want to bring in our colleague David Boeri. David, you've been following what police are looking for. What's the latest?
They were still doing controlled detonations over at Cambridge. I have since left to move to another scene. There was nothing unusual there. Nothing had picked up in that area. They were still doing those controlled detonations.
Well, hold on a second, David. Hold on a second, David, because we have national listeners who may not know about this. The police went to the home, alleged to be the home of the, Sanayev's family. And tell us more about these controlled detonations.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. There was a car in front of the house that belonged to one of the brothers. It's a minivan. It's a minivan, and police, when they went over there, saw something suspicious. So they had SWAT teams, FBI, over there early in the morning, starting about 7, and they were telling people, coming to the door, telling them urgently, you got to leave. So all the neighbors on that street were told they got to leave their houses.
Well, David, of course, the question comes up. These were alleged bomb makers. Was there a fear that there might still be explosives?
Well, that's why. Yeah, going to the house of the suspected bomb makers, you have to anticipate you're going to find bombs and bomb making equipment. So that came with, the mission. They then got there, saw the car out front, saw something suspicious, and then they started a series of controlled detonations.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say there have been 5, maybe, today. They have a reverse 911 system over there, so they call people and tell them, anticipate we're going to have another controlled detonation. So they've been warning people of that.
Unbelievable. David, I'm just going to have to stop you there. We want to have you back later. We're up against a break. But both David Boeri and Kevin Sullivan, part of a team of reporters, all over the story for about 12 hours now. We'll be back to both of you after a quick break. Here and now.